Well, good morning, good evening, Kelly O'Connell Show, Knockout Radio, KO Radio. It's time to discuss propaganda, my friends. But what is it? According to Webster's, it's the spreading of ideas, information, or rumor for the purpose of helping or injuring an institution or a cause or a person. Well, we've all been around propaganda, but let me just tell you something. In today's world, there is no loyalty to truth, belief in the need for unemotional view of facts, or the thought of not being brainwashed or manipulated by others. Instead, gone are common sense, passed down wisdom from elders, wise elders, or loyalty. The average person is confused or even uninterested on the topic of right and wrong, aren't they? Haven't you noticed that? My friends, a vague definition of good person has been assembled by the media, which is simply a stale rehash of the latest popular myth spread by who? The popular media. Yet it was our own dear John Locke, the same guy that influenced the Constitution, most influential philosopher of today and going back probably 300 years on politics and et cetera, who explained as he was educated, his teacher, Mr. Bisbee, stress not allowing oneself to be propagandized. Now, Mr. Bisbee was also supposed to be brutal, but he appears to have beat into his kids the need to not get propagandized. We look down on these past generations, do we not? They didn't really have the germ theory. They didn't take a bath every day. They were very sexist. But we have no ability in ourselves to even comprehend this idea because so many actually enjoy being manipulated, don't they? Haven't you noticed that? People love to get this sense of woke. They want to get called into the next battle and prove what great people they are. And these people don't mind being lied to. And they want to join a group that's driven on pure emotion because it gives them this feeling they're fighting for the right thing. Aren't you sick of these people? I am. Specifically, consider the Prez Trump. How he was set up as a Russian agent even before he got into office. And then they did all these awful things. They tried to block him on the, this thing where they collect all these vote totals that are not the same as the individual votes, the Electoral College. They just went from one thing to another. They tried to get all kinds of celebrities to put down Trump, and they did. And politicians who came out and insulted him for no reason other than to get rid of him. Now, many Americans, and virtually I'd say probably 90% of Americans, had no way to measure Trump's character or abilities. They had just seen him on the Apprentice. But at least half of us wanted to believe that all this Russia garbage was true, and then the impeachment garbage immediately after it. And there was this expectation of disrespect and rejection. It was awful to see it. Now, you might say, well, Trump's a bad person, and he deserves to be disrespected. He deserves to be propagandized. Is he? Is he really that bad of a person? I mean, he just seems like some guy that showed up to do the job and had been critical of Obama, and he got elected, and he's gone in, and he's had more troubles. He's had more tests than any person I've ever seen. But so there's a lot of people who now realize that there was lying, there was dishonesty that was going out, and it has just continued to go on, and they don't care because they already hate him, because you know what? To hate somebody feels good. And so they hate on Trump. Now listen, believe it or not, I'm not here to defend Trump. He's a human being. He's got strengths and weaknesses, but I am here to attack propaganda and ask that each of us would deal with the media that we get. And what can we do to change it? I'm going to do a show on how to fight back against propaganda. But consider just a couple of other issues. How about anthropomorphic global warming, whatever it's called, global warming. That's always propagandized, and it's got this little runt from Sweden that's trying to tell us what to do. Political correctness is propagandized. Gender is propagandized. It's just sickening. So, let's get back to that after we talk about a few topics that I think are interesting. There's this guy that got killed in Minneapolis, and it was ridiculous. I saw it. I didn't even want to watch it, but the guy kneeled on his neck for 8 minutes until he died. It was terrible. He was not a violent criminal, and he was treated terribly because he wouldn't cooperate, and he ended up dying. And so throw the book at him. To me, it might be about racism, but to me the real issue is a human being who did not deserve to be treated this way, was killed, and it's awful. And that's a fact, whether these people were racist or not. There was a minority guy in that group, too, so... Now, we're talking about COVID, and was it an overreaction? I think now people are beginning to understand it was an overreaction. Was it motivated to get rid of Trump? I have some thoughts on this. I think people were just scared, and some of the individuals who initially wanted there to be a big shutdown of business and keep people in their house, some of those may have been battling against Trump and trying to give him a bad economy because his economy was so good and it seemed like he was going to get reelection. But I think some of them were doing that. I think a lot of people were just scared and confused. But now you've got all these real left governors who are doing terrible, terrible things to try to keep the doors locked. And they're all hypocrites. I don't think I need to tell you. I think you've already heard about it. But these the one in Michigan, who was telling people they couldn't even garden. And then what happens is it turns out her husband's trying to get the boat for Memorial Day. And, you know, they're just these kind of mediocre governors are, they're incompetent. They're not smart enough to really pull this stuff off. And the same was true with so many others. So, I think what we need to do is to push back and just keep this stuff open as much as we can, you know, and try to make COVID go away, because COVID is just ridiculous as a reason to lose your economy. There have been other worse bugs that have hit this continent, so it's not like it has to be treated in such a way that it's certain death for everybody who catches it. All right. Governor Flynn, they're still trying to prosecute him because of one rogue judge, Judge Sullivan, Emmett Sullivan, and he used to be a hero to a lot of people, and now he is just gone. He's woke, and it's terrible to see how Flynn has been treated and all the money he's had to spend. And it's just a continuation of a witch hunt. Trump was right on that, a witch hunt. And I will guarantee you that Judge Sullivan is going to end up off the bench at the end of this. They're just going to ask him probably in private, would you please retire because you've become an embarrassment. So... trying to see what else that we need to talk about real quickly. But Trump Twitter. Trump puts out a Twitter. It was kind of a bad Twitter. And so Twitter comes along and does fact-checking, which is completely wrong. Now, I didn't know that Twitter was under special protection by the government, or that Facebook was. And, you know, these people are so wealthy, and they're being protected by the government, and yet they're still using their equipment to, a lot of times, fight against the government. And they act like gods on earth, and it's just sickening. But Trump threatened to put him out of business, and I thought he was, I thought he was making it up, and then I realized these companies all have a special status, in which they could be put maybe not put out of business, but they can lose their special status for other companies to compete with them. So I think it was a situation where Trump chose to go after this guy from Florida, the former House member, who he had been attacking Trump, and then Trump had said that, you know, this he killed somebody in his house. And when that kicked up and Twitter puts out the truth measurement, I think it was a setup by Trump, and now he's got him in cornered. He's got him absolutely cornered. It's great. I mean, Trump is a chess player. He's the greatest troll in history. Love him or hate him. Most people at least have a hate for Trump, and some have a little bit of love or a lot of love, but it's just crazy. And so there's a lot of corruption out there, but let me get back to my main point here. I want to talk to you about propaganda. What is propaganda? Well, we know that propaganda is or deals with persuading people, right? And it has been around since, you know, before Julius Caesar, since before Moses, and there was propaganda for the Egyptian kings and queens, and you know, the ancient generals, they all had propaganda that for them. So it's something that is just inherently wrong, but the way that it's used in this country, and I'll just give you an example. I went to try to find a number of years ago a good book on propaganda, and Jacques Ellul has one that is excellent, but for the most part, there didn't seem to be a good book on propaganda. Now, in addition to that, I did get one look into one book, and it was a book that was written by a guy, and he died, so a lady took the book over and finished it, got it published. And the amazing thing to me about the book was it used a lot of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney examples and pictures, which I thought was crazy. The idea behind fighting propaganda is that propaganda gives you the wrong knowledge or the wrong emotions about certain facts. And so there should be no bias, but the book was so biased, and it was crazy. And I'm thinking, what is this person hoping to achieve? Because if you are anti-bias, if you're anti-propaganda, why would you use a partisan picture to show how evil George W. Bush was and then argue that he was a propagandist? Like, as if the left doesn't have any problems with propaganda. So I was just kind of fascinated by this, and then I realized that propaganda is so amazingly powerful. And the reason that I decided to talk about this on the show is because it is so powerful. It is so extraordinarily effective, and it is awful. It is deadly to people's reputations. Trump has been so long, and you might say, well, it's his fault. Look at how he talks to people. How would you talk to people as if when you showed up to your job, there was already a gang of people, a brand new job, there's already a gang of people to get rid of you? And it's just unbelievable. And he got sick of it, and he's also a counterpuncher. This is not an excuse. This is just to say that he reacted, and whether you like the way that he reacted, he has every right to react to the propaganda. So think about it in some other instances of positive propaganda too. And a person who had a lot of positive propaganda was Joseph Stalin, who, when Marx wrote his book, he wrote the Communist Manifesto, and one of the things that he stated in there was that his belief was that, and his teaching was that there was no God, so religion was a hoax. And so religion was not allowed there, and so what took its place? Because people are naturally religious, right? They have a natural religious instinct. And they got the Stalin and many of the other generals and leaders from the government were built up to be great men as well, but it was mostly Stalin. So Stalin was like a god, and the Communist Manifesto was like a Bible, and the priests were the party members. And so religion in communism still exists. It's just becomes humanism. And so there's pictures of Stalin holding up babies and looking very intently at them, smiling at them. And there's pictures of him doing all kinds of supreme and extraordinarily beneficial activities as the god of Russia. You know, the weird thing to me is how many people got swept up into this woke movement. And the woke movement being these people are not just fighting back against sexism and supposed molestations like Joe Biden, but they're also fighting against racism. They're fighting against anything tangible that you can claim that the Republicans or conservatives do, then they're going to go after it. And so the number of people who misuse their positions to work for free for the Obama, it turns out that Obama was involved in this anti-Trump crusade, that they would work for free, they would risk exposure, they would risk prosecution and loss of job and also retirement. And they're doing it. Why? Because they love it. So I would like you to consider the fact that this has to do with romance. It's a romantic movement. If you and I let me look up the term romance here so I can kind of illustrate what I'm talking about. The general idea behind romance in most people's minds is love or sex, whatever. But in the history of the West, there was a movement called the Romantic Movement. And the Romantic Movement was kind of fought against the Industrial Revolution, that type of thing. And I'll have to look for a little bit more to see tell you exactly what it is, but the Romantic era, it looks like I may have to dive into Wikipedia here, but Romantic era, an artistic, literary, musical, and intellectual movement of the 18th and 19th century, and characterized by emphasis on emotion and individualism as well as glorification of all the past and nature, preferring the medieval rather than the classical. It was partly a reaction to the Industrial Revolution. Okay, so my point here is that when the Industrial Revolution comes in, it is an effect of, it's an aftermath of the Enlightenment, because what does the Enlightenment try to do? It tries to bring in reason, and it tries to focus on science and logic and everything, and people reacted against that, and they still do, because there are many people who feel like or believe their feelings are paramount to being alive. So if you take the Romantic Movement, which is kind of a rejection of what people see as robotic or anything like that, it's also a rejection of conservatism. And when you mix in politics with the Romantic Movement, you end up with this very powerful and toxic, in my opinion, movement that places Marxism, socialism, over capitalism. It supposedly puts love over money. It supposedly puts the workers over the rich. It supposedly puts the poor and the disenfranchised over the mighty. But what it really is, how it has come out in these situations, is it is a movement that is it brings in the irrational ideas behind socialism. Socialism will always say that it's the most logical. You know, only a social democracy can provide a good world. And so the Romantic movement buys into that because socialism is unproven, it's disproven. And so you've got things that are officially trashed, and yet they have a lot of kind of romantic or idealistic theories behind them, like helping the poor, taking the money from the rich, you know, Robin Hood and all this. So I don't know if you see where I'm going with this, but you've got a bunch of woke people. And when I say woke, I think there's a lot of people from the Ivy League schools who were in the government, and they decided that they were going to stand up against Trump because Trump was this mythical beast, and he was freighted with all these terrible qualities. He's a billionaire. He's greedy. He's a TV star. He's a narcissist. He fights back. He's a bully. He's got a bad temper. He's dyes his hair. He's had more than one wife. He's got all of his money from his dad. He cheated and stole money in bankruptcies to stay rich. So all these things, and then they attack him. And, you know, the question is, and you would have to answer this ultimately, why would Obama allow himself to be involved in something like this? Number one, I think it's panic that they were going to lose. Number two, that they were going to get exposed for all the illegal things that they were doing, including stuff that was of a foreign nature. Number three, I think there was a lot of jealousy, and that of Trump coming in to dismantle Obama, and fear that he was going to lose all these things that he had done through a pen and a phone, or whatever he said he was going to do. When they lost their control of the Congress, then Obama says, it doesn't matter, I'll still rule this way. And, you know, he's very cocky, but the fact of the matter is that Obama knew if Trump got in there, he was going to dismantle a lot of stuff that Obama did. And so Obama was celebrated as this great, great statesman. He was celebrated as a genius, a person who didn't need any experience in ruling because he was so smart. And, the media flipped out on him. And they were so in love with him, it was crazy. If you remember any of those days, it was crazy, and it was worshipful, but it was also sad. It was sad because it became apparent to me very quickly that in many instances he didn't know what he was doing. And you can hardly doubt that if he doesn't have any experience. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing in and of itself, except he was a very leftist person. He was a man of the left. And his decision-making was very leftist, and he was also very smug. He was very dismissive. And so you've got a person that a lot of people thought was incompetent or uneducated or didn't pay any attention, didn't care, didn't like America, insulted America. You've got this guy, and it really infuriated people. You know, and so he said at one point, Obama said that we're not going to drill our way out. And then just a couple of years later, under Trump, we had drilled our way out of our problems, our energy problems. But it is a war between the left and the right. So what does the left stand for? They stand for progress. In their minds, the Enlightenment. In their minds, the truth. They stand for democratic socialism, which is just socialism. and spreading the wealth and attacking wealthy people and demanding a better world. And they're also in favor of a lot of stuff that rubs people the wrong way, many people on the right the wrong way. Number one, transgender. There's no gender. A person can either say they're born in a different gender than their sex organs are, or number two, they can claim that they are free because there's no law against it. There's no rules against it. If they're a man, if they're a boy, they can get a sex reassignment or at least get fake boobs or whatever, go on hormones, and to be able to live as the opposite sex. And it's been caught up in the law now. It's now codified in the law. And they believe in retribution, reparations. They believe that race is the most powerful idea in history, the most powerful fact, and they're still trying to get punishment for the evil deeds that were done during the Civil War and before that. So what does the right believe in? The right believes in, and the left believes in, using the law to get their way because they're a minority. The right believes in freedom, God, capitalism. It believes in family and tradition. And a lot of these things are in total conflict. But as time goes by, you can see that what they believe in is changing as well. So what are some of the elements of propaganda? You know, I think the first one is obviously lying.
Kelly?
Yeah.
He's gonna take a look.
So what is the nature? What is the nature of propaganda? I would say I thought about it. And the first element is obviously lying, to say a lie against somebody, so you're propagandizing. Now, they will tell you, experts on propaganda will tell you that you don't have to tell 100% lies to propagandize. As a matter of fact, it's more effective if part is true and part is lies. Now, a second example of elements of propaganda, exaggerations, making something look worse than it is constantly. Repetition is a third element of propaganda. And so somebody says that a guy stole a chicken, and then everybody that this person is friends with goes around saying the guy stole a chicken, and pretty soon it makes it into the TV or the newspaper, and there's only one discussion out there about him, which is he's a chicken thief, he's a thief. So another one is conspiracies, getting a group of people together to defame somebody is helpful. And then, well, the more people that say it, the more true it is, right? And then negatives. Everything the person does is negative. Of course, I'm thinking about Trump here, in that he couldn't cure cancer without being criticized for not doing it 10 years earlier or for half the price. But it's just remarkable, and how many people were trained into having that caustic and terrible attitude towards Trump. And then the more people you can drag into this, the better it is. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to talk about propaganda again, of course, but it's been a real pleasure to hang out with you. Kelly O'Connell, KO Knockout Radio. And we're going to come back and talk about, actually, tomorrow, we're going to talk about this damn rioting across the country and how the police in the town that it's occurring in are just standing aside. It's terrible. And they let them burn down a police police building. So anyway, have a nice day. Kelly O'Connell, bye-bye.